The throw from Sam Schmidt to second is not in time. Shane Taylor goes over to Taylor. Porthan is there, so that goes behind Taylor. Porthan catches it, so that advances Kyle West to second and Zukowski to third. And now the Rockers in prime position of getting this game. And an opportunity for the Rafters. They have not been able to succeed. The Rockers have West on second, Zukowski on third, and Kyle West, a big double there, and you can see why. He bats a 438. JoJo Jackson is up, grounded out on his last plate appearance as he swings and a miss on the first ball. There's a strike. So Zukowski on third, and Jackson, and Zukowski on third, West on second. The 0-1 here from Porthan. Pops a ball up. Running back on Rogers. Does this have the distance? And he deflects it off the warning track. Getting to there. Zukowski gets home. Running from third. The play at the plate. Voth could not get there. So West gets home as well. Voth couldn't make the catch. And the Rockers get two runs and a JoJo Jackson triple. Rockers up 6-1. No outs. Jackson on third. So Voth couldn't make the catch. And the Rafters down 6-1 here in the top of the fifth. No outs. Mateo Matthews, who struck out looking at his last plate appearance. Jackson cracked the ball out to center, and Rogers was running back. It looked like it was going to be popped up, but that had quite the distance as a ball laced into left field, running after it, diving for it. Out of play there is Logan Hugo. So that's going to remain 1-1 here. That's a strike. So Mateo Matthews, the first baseman, we're seeing his first action of the year out of Wagner College and from Chino, California. Rafters are not looking to get swept by the Rockers. The 1-1 from Porthan. The delivery home, swing and a miss, there's strike two. One ball, two strikes. Porthan sets and then delivers. Swing and a miss on the outside edge. There's strike three for the first out. Not before giving up two runs here on the top of the fifth. So Cooper Kelly out of Overland Park, Kansas, who's at one RBI. And he struck out on his last plate appearance. Kelly shows bunt and then receives a strike on the outside corner. You wonder, can the Rafters stop the bleeding here from the Rockers? The 0-1. Downstairs, there's a strike. So zero balls, two strikes with one out. The 0-2 on painting the outside edge, but that's going to be a ball. One ball, two strikes. It was an off-speed pitch of 81 miles per hour. The 1-2 upstairs. On the outside corner once again. Evens up this count at two apiece. One out, the 2-2. A shallow hit ground ball over to Shane Taylor, who makes the play across the diamond to first into Basir, but not before JoJo Jackson gets a run. So Rockers up 7-1 here, two outs. So Luke Moeller out of University of Arizona, he is a Wildcat and a native of Scottsdale, Arizona. Has had two hits and RBI this season, batting a 500, a swing and a miss. As that hits the umpire, and he looks to be okay. Man. And went behind Voth and hit the umpire. That's going to be a strike. Head umpire Philip Jean-Louis, as he looks to be okay. There's the second strike. The 0-2 outside corner. No balls, two strikes. One ball, two strikes. Here's the second pitch and outside. Foul tipped on the backside. Two outs. The 1-2. Upstairs. Outside corner. Two balls and two strikes. An off-speed pitch. That was 77. Here's the 1-2. Swing and a hit ball into the third baseman of Kyle Carlson. Goes right into his glove. So that's the third out. Not before giving up three runs here for the Rafters. We'll be back here in the bottom of the fifth in a moment.
Better begins with the way we treat each other, the way we listen to one another, and the way we serve and support each other. At Aspirus Health, better begins with a commitment to help build healthy families, healthy relationships, and healthy communities throughout a lifetime, from generation to generation. For whatever needs to be better in your life, better begins at Aspirus Health. Passion for excellence, compassion for people.
Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk.
When we got back from the Working Class Heroes radio tour, one of the things that people asked is, what'd you learn? As you're going through rural America, what'd you find? Found angry people, and angry for cause. But the sad reality is they've been fed decades of outrage candy, and they're angry at the wrong people. They're angry at their neighbors. They're not angry at the very wealthy where they should be. Be sure to tune in live weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. across the Civic Media Radio Network, and have your voice heard.
Girls and boys in poverty around the world are dreaming of a better life and a brighter future. Children International and friends like you are giving these children a chance to achieve their dreams by ensuring that they have access to healthcare, education, life skills, and more so they can grow, thrive, and believe in themselves. Learn more about Children International and join us in our life-changing work at children.org today.
Let's get back to the Rafters here on WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
We return here in the bottom of the fifth inning as Brandon Rogers is due up top of the lineup as he had a bunt on his second plate appearance and was able to take first.
Zero, Brandon Rogers.
So Rogers is batted a 273 out of Iowa Western. Mount Carmel product out of Chicago, Illinois, as he laces a ball into Adam Paganelli, the right fielder, up into the glove. Decent contact there from Rogers, just wasn't able to find some green space. So Ty Johnson now due up here for the Rafters. six hits with 15 at-bats. He's had three RBIs and batted a 400. He struck out in his last plate appearance, and he sees a strike in the dirt. So this game started off, it was 0-0 as the second ball is on the way outside, 1-1. This game started off, it was, looked like some rain in the forecast and then a downpour of rain. So a rain delay. Game started at 6:05. The rain delay was at 6:27. Lasted about 30-35 minutes. And then back towards the game, and then the Rockers, four runs in the top of the second. Rafters were able to get one in the bottom of the third. But since then, it's swinging a shallow ball over to Kyle West. The throw across the diamond is in time. He got him. What a play from West over to Mateo Matthews. And the second out is down for the Rockers. And the Rafters just have not been playing their best ball at all today. You felt after last night they were going to come in with a vengeance after what happened and have some revenge on their minds. And since then, the Rockers have just played the better ball as swinging a hard hit ball from Basir back towards left center. This ball is out of here. A solo shot for Jack Basir, and the Rafters get a run back, 7-2. Jack Basir had a slow start in the Northwoods League. He had four hits with 14 at-bats, batting a .286, an RBI, and catches in his first home run. He had five home runs for Pepperdine as he drills a ball into left center. So now 7-2 here as Matt Olive will be up. Basir pops one backside, 0-1. Matt Olive struck out in his last plate appearance and is looking for a different outcome this time. Out of Valparaiso and Minneapolis, Minnesota, as a shallow hit, ground ball from Olive, the throw from Cooper Kelly across the diamond, a reaching out play from Matthews, who gets him out at first. So three outs, and the Rafters get a run in the bottom of the fifth, but it is 7-2 Rockers as we head to the top of the sixth. You're listening to WFHR 97.5 FM 1320 AM. We'll take a break.
If you are a firearms enthusiast, Dixon Gun Shop LLC in Nakusa is a name to know and trust. At Dixon Gun Shop, they buy, sell, and trade firearms, ensuring you'll always find the perfect piece for your collection. And here's something special. They're a proud veteran-owned business committed to serving their community with honor and integrity. Whether you're a seasoned shooter or a first-time buyer, they'll assist you every step of the way. Dixon Gun Shop LLC, 328 Market Street, Nakusa, or call 715-886-4867. That's 715-886-4867.
Petpalooza is just around the corner, and the Rough Ranch will be there. Come see us at the Southwood County Humane Society grounds on June 11th with your dog training questions. If you need help before then, call 715-540-6650 or go online to roughranchllc.com to set up a meet and greet. Michelle and Tiffany are ready to give you the best dog training and behavior modification in central Wisconsin. That's the Rough Ranch, 1022 West Grand Avenue in Rapids. See you at Petpalooza.
Let's get back to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
And last but certainly not least, we want to welcome Washington. To the top of the sixth inning we go. Rafters down 7-2 with 7-1, but a solo shot to deep left center has put this game at 7-2 from Jack Basir, Pepperdine product. So Adam Paganelli, they're in the bottom of the order, a junior, who plays right field today as he sees the first ball across the way, 1-0. Goes to Northwest Nazarene University, and he's from Seattle, Washington, a guy from the Pacific Northwest, found his way in his home here in Green Bay, the 1-0. Swing and a miss, foul tipped into the glove of Voth. 1-1. There's not too many Pacific Northwest natives you see here in the Northwoods League. You see a lot of West Coast products in California, but not too many from the Northwest part of the country. The 1-1. Swinging a shallow hit ball. It drops into right center. And Paganelli gets on to first. So Paganelli on first. And that, once again, a leadoff single here in the top of the sixth for the Rockers. So, due up on the top of the order is Max Mims, who is Andrew Harris here, batting a .385 for them. He's at 5 hits, 5 RBIs. And Harris, well, he's been a guy that they can trust playing second base today. Way inside from Porthan, and that goes to Voth, who had to stand up quickly and look over to first as a possible steal attempt was not there from Paganelli. So Porthan will reset. Paganelli, a big leadoff at first. The 1-1 serve, swing and a miss, downstairs. Looks like Harris lost his grip on that a little bit as he takes the second strike. 1 ball, 2 strikes. Rockers have out-hit the Rafters 9-5, and Andrew Harris out of Wisconsin Parkside. A D3 product as a swing and a miss. There's strike three. Sends him down swinging. Top of the order, Max Mims, who is playing center fielder today. Max Mims batting a .167 with 2 hits. 4 runs and slotted in at center field as a bunt attempt and a shallow hit ground ball over to Porthan, who makes the throw at first, but that advances Paganelli to second. So Paganelli at second and 2 outs down, 1 away for the Rafters as Kyler Zukowski, who's had 2 hits, and a guy from Creighton and out of Madison, Wisconsin. Rafters have a couple guys from Creighton that will be joining their roster and their staff shortly as he swings and hits a ball down on the right field outside near the kid zone. Here, decent atmosphere on hand. Fans have trickled in throughout, and credit these Rafter fans through sticking with the rain delay as it was about 30 to 40 minutes, but 0 balls and a strike with 2 outs. Porthan looks back towards second and then delivers down, way downstairs in the dirt, 1-1. One ball, 1 strike, 2 outs. Paganelli stands at second, and the only runner on, the 1-1. Swing, and a ball pulled into right field, coming out of it, and Sam Schmidt goes right into the glove as he gets the third out. As we head to the bottom of the sixth inning, score is still 7-2. You're listening to WFHR 97.5 FM, 1320 AM. We'll take a quick step aside.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Partly cloudy tonight with lows around 63. Easterly winds around 5 miles per hour. Partly cloudy again tomorrow. Chance for scattered storms. Highs around 89. Partly cloudy skies tomorrow night. Lows around 62. Mainly sunny skies Saturday with highs in the low 90s. Chance for scattered thunderstorms Sunday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 71.
It's described as fresh, a little fancy, cozy, affordable, comfortable. And veterans, teachers, construction workers, cashiers, receptionists, and you will enjoy the daily specials and deals at El Cafe. It's now open in Port Edwards. The owner of El Cafe can't wait to share his dream journey of an all-new restaurant with you. El Cafe, serving breakfast and lunch Tuesday through Sunday, 7 a.m. until 2 p.m. Enjoy El Cafe, now open at 221 Market Avenue in Port Edwards, next to the police station.
Hey, everybody. Glad you could join us. I'm Tim Hubbelt, better known as the Polka Guy, on the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show.
Join Tim every Saturday and Sunday for a great variety of polkas, waltzes, and more. Wake up at 7 a.m. on Saturday morning to get the weekend started on the right foot, then enjoy a lively Sunday afternoon at 1 p.m. Same great show, two different times, one fun weekend. The Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show, 7 a.m. Saturdays and 1 p.m. Sundays, only on WFHR, locally grown radio.
Let's get back to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Bottom six we go here on WFHR, your home for Rafters Baseball. Joey Fear with you. And well, it hasn't been the greatest nights of Rafters Baseball. Here in their fourth game of the season, they're down 7-2 here in the bottom of the sixth. So Shane Taylor, Kyle Carlson, and Logan Hugo are due up. Taylor, the left-hander, will step in as he sees a ball from Walker downstairs, 1-0. The 1-0, Taylor pops one up on the left side, out of play, 1-1. Lights have fully turned on here at Witter Field. The Rafters looking to get their second win of the year and give the Rockers the first, as Walker dealing a ball way outside out of the strike zone, 2-1. So Shane Taylor out of Utah Tech. 2-1, Taylor, a shallow hit ground ball on the first baseline. That remains fair, and Mateo Matthews scoops it up in the glove and tags the bag before Taylor can get there. There's an out. So Kyle Carlson will be up. He's had three hits on nine at-bats with a run scored. He's batted pretty well. He's had struck out three times. He's had 15 total catches at first and third base. He's also caught 13 putouts, so he's been well on the field as he sees the first ball way on the upper corner, 1-0. Rafters have been out hit by the Rockers 9-6, but they just have not been able to really get anybody home as the 1-0 pitch outside corner. Yeah, it's been frustrating for them because they've had moments where you felt that they could have sent a couple people home and just a base hit would have done it. They've had runners on second and third, but they just have not been able to get anybody home. It was Brandon Rogers who got the first run as the 2-0 on the way, painting the inside corner. There's a strike. Two balls and a strike with one out. Rockers out hit the Rafters 9-6. Ball popped up on the right side. That's a foul, 2-2. Rafters lost their first game to Lakeshore 10-6. They followed it up on Tuesday night, winning 3-2, and then losing last night 5-4 in extra innings to the Rockers. A 2-2 way inside. That's the third ball. Full count here with one out. Carlson has had four hits and an RBI with one run. As he sees a full count, pops up a ball into shallow center, running under it and into the glove of Andrew Harris, the second baseman. There's the second out.
Coming to the plate for the Rafters, the left fielder, number 17, Logan.
So Logan Hugo will be due up next. Batting seventh here for the Rafters. And a guy who has done well. He's batted a hit. And he's had two runs. He's also batted 100, but he's been had those timely bases base running. As pitch is on the way, there's a strike. 0-1. So a ball strike with two outs. Grayson Walker has pitched 5 2/3 innings so far. As the 0-1, Hugo, a shallow hit ground ball over to the glove of Kyle West. The throw across the diamond is in time for the third out. So the Rockers go three up and three down as we head to the top of the seventh here on WFHR 97.5 FM, 1320 AM. We'll take a quick step aside here.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here. Start your classes and get your degree right here or transfer to your four-year.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here. In person at four convenient campuses, online or a hybrid.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here for your Career Accelerator Certificate, a quick way to get ahead in your career.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here.
Get started at mstc.edu.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here.
They spend their work life helping others. Police officers, firefighters, active and retired military service members, first responders, healthcare workers, and teachers. Chris Inda, realtor with Next Home Partners, helps finding their home life a little easier.
Hi, I'm Chris Inda. As a veteran myself, I know how important it is to have a place you can rest, recuperate, and call home.
Ask about the Homes for Heroes program today at 715-741-1851 or search for Chris Inda Realty on Facebook.
To protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Let's get back to the game here on WFHR.
Top of the seventh inning, Rockers 7, Rafters 2. We'll be back in a moment. Rockers 7, Rafters 2. And, well, it has not been the easiest games of the Rafters. They have given up times where they were had runners on second and third. You felt a base hit would have sent one or two home, but the Rockers, that big lead in the top of the second where they recorded four runs. Rafters got one back in the bottom of the third with a Brandon Rogers getting sent home from a Jack Basir RBI. But the Rockers got three in the top of the fifth. The Rafters got one as a ball popped up from Kyle West, who will be leading off, who's batted a 438. He's been impressive. So, zero balls, a strike. Fourth end still remains at the plate. A swing and a hard hit ball through the second base gap. And West will take first. And once again, a leadoff single for the Rockers. That has been the story for them. They've recorded 10 hits compared to the Rafters' 6. Each team has committed an error, but the Rockers have been putting it on the Rafters. Downstairs on the first ball, JoJo Jackson will take the plate. Batted a 250 this season with one hit and one RBI. So Jackson is up. Mateo Matthews is up next. And then Cooper Kelly will be batting after that. Foul hit on the right side. 1-1. So he goes to Georgia State out of Atlanta, Georgia. One hit, one RBI. The 1-1. Down on the plate. The throw over from Voth. And does not get to Taylor in time. West will steal second and put himself in scoring position. Booze around Witterfield. They felt that he was tagged in time, but third base umpire had other plans. Ball and two strikes. Porthan, the 1-2. Jackson pulls a ball into the glove of a diving Sam Schmidt. Tagging up to second, running the third is West, and he will get there. But a heads-up play there from Sam Schmidt, the right fielder. So Mateo Matthews playing first today. And out of Wagner College in Chino, California. Porthan, swing and a miss. There's strike one. Up on the inside corner. 0-1. Excuse me, that was 1-0. That was a ball initially looked at as a strike, but 1-0. There's the strike from Porthan. Evens up this count at one apiece. Rafters pitching has been in question tonight. There's the 1-1. Swing and a ball pulled into the left center gap. Getting home is Kyle West. Brandon Rogers not able to corral that ball, and getting the second in time is Mateo Matthews. And another run scores for the Rockers. They're up 8-2, and a double is true for Matthews. So Cooper Kelly will be due up for the Rockers. And, well, the story gets a little bit worse here in Wisconsin Rapids. 8-2. The Rafters have been out hit 11-6. And a performance yesterday where swing and a miss up on the inside corner, 0-1. You know, it's been in question today whether the Rafters, they just have not played their best baseball. It's simple as that. The pitching has been at question. They got down early, weren't able to come back. The batting on the offensive side of things, a bunt right towards Porthan. He throws over to first and gets the second out, but that advances Matthews to third. So Matthews at third. And two down, one away for the Rafters. So heads-up play there from Porthan. But advancing the runner, and a base hit surely sends Matthews home. So Luke Moeller with two hits and RBI on his last plate appearance, he got a base hit. Upstairs. Oh, and one. Swinging a ball. Popped up into the shortstop of Shane Taylor. And he's able to get that one under his glove. So the Rafters give up a run in the top of the seventh and two hits as well as we head to the bottom of the seventh inning here on WFHR.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time.
Ugh.
Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Now, let's get back to exciting Rafters baseball here on WFHR.
So, bottom of the seventh inning, Rafters down 8-2 as Brant Voth leads off as he pops one up back behind home plate for a foul ball and a strike. Voth has, he struggled today, struck out swinging, struck out looking, and has not been able to record a hit. Out of Simi Valley, California, in New Mexico State. A veteran in the Northwoods League as well, played for the Kokomo Jackrabbits last year, which is another team down in Kokomo, Indiana. Rafters do not visit them this year. They did last year, but they have a schedule where they'll take down on the Lakeshore as well, but they head to Michigan for three teams. That's not till later down on the road, later in the month, but now they have Traverse City, Battle Creek, and Kalamazoo. So that'll be quite the long trip. But they're having to focus on the games in front of them, and it's been a struggle here tonight. The 1-2 pitch from Walker. Swing and a miss. Strike three, Voth. Wasn't able to make contact.
Adding next for the Rafters, your right field.
And Sam Schmidt also has had a tough day, and so has everybody here for the Rafters. He's grounded out, struck out. And the Salem University product out of Traverse City, Michigan. Rafters do head to Traverse City. They will play the Pitts Bitters later on as a ball way down in the dirt behind Luke Moeller, the catcher. That goes at the back track. One ball, zero strikes. The 1-0, a check swing down for Sam Schmidt. He did not go. Two balls and zero strikes. Schmidt, the left-hander, on Grayson Walker, the righty. And a ball pulled on the first baseline out in foul territory, 2-1. A lot of disappointing looks on Rafter fans tonight as they're going to need another rally like they did as the foul tipped 2-2. They were down 10-1 in the opening day game to Lakeshore. They had five straight runs, four in the bottom of the eighth, one in the bottom of the ninth, and they had bases loaded in the bottom of the ninth with Ty Johnson up, but they weren't able to make anything happen there. They're going to need another rally here because they have struggled as Schmidt sees one down for a strike. There is strike number three, two down for the Rockers. They're one away as we return to the top of the order for Brandon Rogers. And Brandon Rogers, I tell you, he's always found a way to get home. Was the first one to get a run for the Rafters on opening day, game number two. He also was the first one here in Wisconsin Rapids to hit a home run as he hit one a deep left center shot. So he sees a strike across the plate. Zero balls, a strike with two outs. Iowa Western Community College. This ball down in the dirt. 1-1. Thank you. Bottom seven here. Rockers 8, Rafters 2. They've out hit Rafters 11-6. The 1-1 way on the outside corner. 2-1. Two balls a strike with two outs. Walker comes set on the right-handed batter of Rogers. The 2-1 popped up on the right side, out of the park on the foul territory. You wish that was in play and it was out of the park, but no, that's not the case. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. Here Rogers comes set. Walker shakes it off. And then the 2-2 release popped up once again on the back side. 2-2 still. 86 miles per hour from Walker. He has gone the distance so far. 6 2/3 innings pitched. A guy that they have surely relied on. The 2-2 curveball downstairs. 3-2. Three balls with two strikes here and two outs. Rafters get anything going. Rockers got a big lead in the top of the second where they had four runs, the 3-2, and that will go inside. That will be ball number four. So Rogers gets on base. Rafters need hits, though. They've only had six hits, and last night they were out hit by the Rockers 11-7. But they had those timely hits where they had runners on second and third and those big hits. But, you know, now it's just, in this game, it just hasn't been the case. Each team with an error as Ty Johnson is due up as a swing and a ball onto the second baseman of Harris, who flips it over into Cooper Kelly, the shortstop, tagging Rogers out at second. So that will do it for the bottom of the seventh as we head to the top of the eighth. Here on WFHR.
You've decided to expand your family with a furry friend, so what's next? Do you have enough space? What are the right foods? Get the answers to these questions and more at WFHR's Petpalooza on the Southwood County Humane Society grounds, June 11th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Local pet experts will be on hand to answer all your questions, and the Humane Society will be open to discuss the adoption process. All this plus live music, food trucks, and food and direct sales vendors. It's a real petcation, June 11th from 10 to 4 for WFHR's Petpalooza.
Kids across America are going to school hungry. Millions of kids every day. Hungry kids get sick more often and can struggle in school. It can be harder for them to focus and learn. But one simple thing can help change all of this for a hungry child in America. Good healthy food and the energy it brings. With help from caring people across America, No Kid Hungry is providing healthy meals and hope to hungry kids so they can build better futures.
We want to ensure that all of our kids have healthy meals every day.
Thank you.
Thank you for helping feed our kids.
To learn more about ending child hunger in America, go to helpnokidhungry.org today.
Now, let's get back to exciting Rafters baseball here on WFHR.
Top of the eighth inning and a pitching change is in store for the Rafters as Johnny Ancervitz, the right-handed pitcher, currently a redshirt junior out of Notre Dame College, from Ashtabula, Ohio, went to Lakeside High, previously attended Mercyhurst University, and this is his debut here for the Rafters and in the Northwoods League. He played baseball, basketball, and football for Lakeside High School, so this is a guy who's talented in all aspects of sport. Named first team All-County for baseball and football as well, so a guy that knows how to play football and does it at a very high level as he throws the first ball across the plate for a ball. He had a season high 7 innings pitched and 11 strikeouts against West Liberty this year. Now he's made 11 appearances, started every game in those 11 appearances, 48 in the third innings pitched, 46 strikeouts with 61 hits allowed. So he's down on the count on Adam Paganelli. The 2-0. Ball laced into right center. Does it drop? And it does before the warning track. Rounding first, heading for second. The throw from Rogers is not there. So Paganelli is on second. And a big double, leadoff double for the Rockers. They have continued the onslaught of hitting. And the Rafters have had no answer.
What's up, y'all? I'm Kelly Clarkson, and as the daughter of a school teacher, I know just how important education is. No matter how old you are or your situation, continuing to learn will enrich your life and help remove barriers you didn't even know were there. So much opportunity, y'all. Whether it's a foreign language, history, or a different way to look at things, take some time each day to learn something new. This message is courtesy of the United States Air Force.
Does back pain have you sidelined? There's a local expert right here in Center Wisconsin ready to help you. Dr. Doug Gallick at Wisconsin River Orthopedics in Wisconsin Rapids. Whether your back pain results in numbness in your lower extremities, disc compression or herniation, or anything else, Dr. Gallick has the expertise to help you. He has 23 plus years of experience to back it up. Go online to WROinstitute.com to learn more about Wisconsin River Orthopedics and their many services, including relieving back pain. Wisconsin River Orthopedics, relieving pain and restoring lives.
Who makes insurance simple? That's easy. Delta Dental of Wisconsin. So if you ask, what company encourages you to use your benefits for regular preventive care? Or who provides quick service online or by phone? Which insurance offers access to the largest provider networks? Or who helps you save money when you need more than a checkup? The answer's the same. Definitely Delta Dental. For dental and vision insurance made simple, choose Delta Dental of Wisconsin and Delta Vision today.
Let's get back to the ballpark and more Wisconsin Rapids Raptors baseball on WFHR.
As the Rafters, sorry about that, a little bit of technical difficulties. As the Rafters, well, they were, got a big hit there from Shane Taylor, who drove a ball out into right field. We are here. Kyle Carlson will be the one. So Shane Taylor drove a ball out into right field as Taylor is on first. So Taylor on first, Carlson up next. And the pitch. Two outs, the 0-1. Swing and a miss, strike two. Carlson went after a slider down below. So Taylor leads off at first. And two outs here. Rafters down 8-2. They've given up 12 hits compared to the Rockers 7. Swinging a ball, hit on the foul, tipped backside. A ball and two strikes with two outs. Thrown back towards first. Shane Taylor stays at first. Bottom of the eighth here. Rafters have struggled. Can they get something going? Here's the pitch, the 0-2. Curveball across the plate. There's a 1-2. So that was a ball. Two strikes. One ball, two strikes with two outs. Rafters need to get back-to-back hits. Here's the 1-2. Way inside and got him on a third strike. Carlson went down looking. We head to the top of the ninth here on WFHR 97.5 FM 1320 AM. We'll be back in a moment.
It's described as fresh, a little fancy, cozy, affordable, comfortable. And veterans, teachers, construction workers, cashiers, receptionists, and you will enjoy the daily specials and deals at El Cafe. It's now open in Port Edwards. The owner of El Cafe can't wait to share his dream journey of an all-new restaurant with you. El Cafe, serving breakfast and lunch Tuesday through Sunday, 7 a.m. until 2 p.m. Enjoy El Cafe, now open at 221 Market Avenue in Port Edwards, next to the police station.
You have been listening to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR. Brought to you by Wisconsin River Orthopedics, Gamber Johnson, Mid-State Technical College, Skyward, Aspirus Health, Solaris, Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa, Delta Dental of Wisconsin, and S.